With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, July 29th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteng. We've got some college commitment news to pass along to you. We love when we get to do this. Hinton volleyball senior Gabby Friesen announced on her Twitter page her intentions to attend the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh next season to play volleyball for the Titans. Friesen last year recorded 150 kills to place third on the Blackhawks in her junior season. She hit with an efficiency of 187. She was also the top server on the team with 44 aces on the year and an excellent defender with 175 digs. That was tied for the team league with the libero Aubrey Lake. Looks like Gabby is going to be the libero this year for Hinton. She helped lead the Blackhawks to the state semifinals in Hinton's first state tournament appearance since 2013 and their first win at state in the quarterfinal round since 2005. She's joining an Oshkosh program that's been very good. The Titans went 31-6 last year, 6-1 in the WIAC, ending their season in the second round of the Division III National Tournament. The Titans were ranked fourth in their region at the end of the season, and they open this season coming up on Friday, September 1st at the Trinity Invitational in San Antonio, Texas. Once again, Hinton volleyball senior Gabby Friesen announcing on her Twitter page that she will be attending the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh to play collegiate volleyball for the Titans. Congrats to Gabby on making that announcement and securing her collegiate future. We'll take a look at a score from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series that continues this weekend. Well, Small Schools West featuring Jackson Bunkers and Boston Duskett, Plymouth County athletes from Remsen St. Mary's and Kingsley Pearson. They continue to win ball games. They defeated the Large Schools East team by a score of 4-3. And Bunkers got into pitch late in the ball game. He picked up the save in the victory for Small Schools West, and now that will continue into Saturday. Small Schools West has to play Small Schools East now, and with a 2-0 record, they're trying to go for the sweep of the All-Star Series from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. Once again, that continues at Merchants Park in Carroll. And some college sports news to pass along to you. Of course, the Colorado Buffaloes joining the Big 12, and that concerns Iowa State, where head basketball coach TJ Altzelberger knows Colorado coach Tad Boyle well and helped him with the Team USA selection process this summer. And they will soon once again be conference foes, as Colorado announced it will join the Big 12 after spending the last 12 seasons with the Pac-12.
You know, when it comes down to the conference realignment, it's going to be fluid and continue to be fluid. And to me, I'm pretty simple-minded. I'm just worried about having a good practice tomorrow. And whoever's in our league will be ready to play and respect all our opponents. And, you know, we trust the commissioner and the presidents and ADs and everyone to make those decisions. We're just trying to figure out how to have a good practice and win the next game.
It continues the expansion mode for the Big 12, which has added Houston, Cincinnati, BYU, and Central Florida for the upcoming season, while losing Texas and Oklahoma after this year.
I think we're at a point in time where, you know, things are, you know, in all the conferences, things are changing, and we want to continue to be, you know, the top basketball league in the country. And so to do that, you know, there's a level of aggressiveness you have to have when you're talking to other schools and programs and things. So for me, we want to continue to be in the best league in America. That's what we've been in since we've been back. So hopefully we continue to, you know, have relationships with the right schools and bring them in so that continues.
And Colorado will be joining the Big 12 after this season. They will join the Big 12 officially in 2024-2025, bringing the conference's membership for that upcoming school year and a year from now to 13 programs. Let's take a look at some professional baseball scores before we wrap up our sports update. The Sioux City Explorers got back into the win column. Nice win at home. A walk-off victory over the Kansas City Monarchs last night, 6-5. Sioux Falls wins a slugfest over Lake Country in the Birdcage, 17-12. Fargo-Moorhead shuts out Winnipeg, 6-0. And it was Gary South Shore doubling up Cleburne by a final score of 18-9. Just some Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. Bobby Bobby Witt Jr. hits a walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning as the Kansas City Royals defeat the Minnesota Twins by a score of 8-5. It was the Marlins taking down the Tigers 6-5, and the Chicago White Sox, they defeated the Cleveland Guardians 3-0, while the Cubbies took their second over the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 3-2. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.